Welcome to JB Trio Podcast, Season 7, Episode 10. I'm Lee McDonald Jr.
Chris Woodmancy.
Mark, the Ancient Warrior Merchant.
And joining us tonight is our very special guest, Mr. Gilbert Peterson. Welcome, Gilbert.
Thank you for having me, boys. Oh,
thank you very much. And you got some very special audio for us, but the main reason that you're a guest tonight is because you're defending your championship reign as Coke bottle bracket winner from the first bracket, and you have made it to the finals in the second bracket, defending your title. Congrats.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I am. Thank you. I want to keep doing this till you guys don't let me do it anymore.
Or till you lose.
Yeah.
But so far, so good. You've managed to beat down your opponent, which we'll get to that here in a second. We'll also get to the results of the other side of the bracket, the Battle of the Hosts, which was Mark against Chris. I don't know if they want to share their thoughts right now, but once we go over that.
I need time to cool down.
Oh, okay. You're spoiler alert.
I want to share them. No, I mean, we can wait. We can wait.
Beep, beep. Beep, beep. Well, all right. We'll talk about it here in a second. But first, let's dive right into last week's results. The first week after the position round, the fastest 3 minutes in bowling. First off, we had team number 7, the newly crowned first place team, the S team, against team number 5, which is Mark's team, Slate Sloppy Seconds. And the S team actually pulled out the victory with the Queen holding them up. They won 33 out of 48. So kudos to the S team. And next pair is team number 8, the Pin High team. And they went up against team number 2, Team OG, who is still on fire and won again 32 out of 48. So kudos to Team OG. Next pair, team 3, Wicked Trio. They bowled against Chris's team. And Chris's team finally got off the high horse. No longer in the winning circle. They lost big time, 38 to 48 for the Wicked Trio team that whipped their butt.
Okay.
And next pair, team 14, Almost Empty Nest. They did a pre-bowl and they bowled against team 12, the Men in the 10 Pin. As it turns out, they bowled really great during the pre-bowl and won 44 out of 48. So Almost Empty Nest crushed them. Next pair is Blame It on the Alcohol against Team 13, BD in the Pocket. And Blame It on the Alcohol is the victors here. They won 34 out of 48, knocking the BD in the Pocket team out of first place. Next pair, Ricky's team, the Ricky and the Two Mics against Team 6. And that is Rick Connor and his Three Fingers Deep. And that's also with George and Caden. Well, as it turns out, Ricky bowled good. Mike Henderson bowled good. Mike Ensline bowled really, really good. And they won all 48 friggin' points. So 48 out of 48.
No way.
They crushed. They crushed Three Fingers Deep. And the last pair, which was a great bowling pair, unbelievably said. Nobody's ever said it ever about 31-32. But it was where my team, who you calling a pinhead, or as Chris says, whore.
Whore.
You calling a pinhead. Against team number 9, Slate's Rockheads. And Slate's Rockheads, they beat us down pretty good point-wise, although each game was very close. All the bowlers bowled good on the pair, which I couldn't believe. But they beat us 40 out of 48. But you wouldn't think so looking at the bowling. I bowled pretty good. Peyton bowled good. And we ran into a juggernaut. And we ran into Neil. Neil bowled 700 and bowled bowler of the week. So to go over the standings, I mentioned it a minute ago. We have a new first place team. The S team, they're at 295 and are currently in first. Behind them, BD in the Pocket got knocked out of first. They're at 293, only 2 points down. Three Fingers Deep, 2 weeks in a row, they're at 272 points. You can only lose that while losing all 48. They are currently in third. While in fourth, Slate's Rockheads moved up and are at 269. Right behind them at 268 is Slate's Sloppy Seconds. Margin team, they're in fifth.
That's
almost empty nest. Bumped up to sixth place and are at 268. While Team OG's right on their tail at 256 in seventh. Penn High got knocked down to eighth place, a first place team a few weeks ago. But they're still above 500 at 248. Blame it on the alcohol, moved up, and they're in ninth. They're at 234. My team, who you calling a pinhead, got knocked down to 10th. They're at 232. While Put Your Thumb in Timmy, they're at 215. They're in 11th. And Wicked Trio moved up to 12th. They're at 194. Ricky and the Two Mics are out of last place. They're at 183. And the Men in the 10 Pin in last at 181, not too far behind. So there you have it. Those are our updated standing sheet results. And that was the fastest 3 minutes of bowling. What do you guys think of the new first place team?
Well, first of all, I think that was actually like 3 minutes. So congratulations.
Hey, how about that? I'm getting better.
I'm a big fan of Tina.
Yes, me
you,
too.
Are you really?
New queen.
Yeah, but not Chris so much this week because he got me in the big bracket.
Well, as you should.
Let me say one thing. This week, Tina, who was leading individual points for the girls, was facing Kyle, who was leading individual points for the guy.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, Tina crushed Kyle. I mean, crushed him. Took four straight. I mean, I will say she is tough. I mean, she is tough. And
MVP versus MVP. Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. That's a great
and
match.
There was no doubt. I mean, it wasn't even close. You know,
we might have to wait till see the MVP results. Kyle might not even be in the lead anymore. We'll have to wait and see.
Like Gilbert said, I'm a fan now. She really was.
There is a reason why she's called the queen.
Yeah. Wow, suck on her toes more, Mark. Dang.
Man, she was good. And you know what? I mean, our game plan going in last week was we told Kyle we didn't see the Davis family there. Kyle's job was to get that little one all rattled up and screaming and crying. And he didn't do his job. They were so well behaved. I mean, all three of them were so well behaved.
You could have bought him a couple of shots.
Man, our game plan was to get them all rattled up, and it just didn't happen.
Oh, damn. That would have been a perfect game plan.
And they didn't.
But they have the best kids in the world.
Yeah, they didn't have the grandparents there. So, they, you know, they were on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't. Kyle's job, he failed us. We told him, you need to get that little one all rattled up. It didn't work.
They probably put some cough medicine in their food before they showed up at the bowling alley.
Yeah they didn't.
But I'm going to tell you, they were the most well-behaved.
They're great kids.
Kids. Yeah, it was. I got to hand it to them. And, you know, to go down there and bowl and have little one in a crib and two other, you know, little kids. I mean, I got to hand it to them, you know.
Well, they got like a 8-month-old and a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old. But they're the most well-behaved kids you've ever seen.
Man, we couldn't get that 8-year-old. I mean, the 8-month-old rattled up. I mean, that was our only hope.
Like show her some monster videos or something. Get her all crying. But nope, it didn't work. And they are now in first.
I think because they want to bowl so fast, they get the hell out of it because of the kids. So they want to strike every ball and pick every spare. Because they took my seminar car one ball.
One ball. You had the whole center saying one ball last week.
How did you get out of there so fast last week?
Yeah, speaking of which,
we don't need.
Speaking of
that.
Leaving the bowling alley early, well, why don't you tell us what happened?
No, I mean, I had a flight for work the next day.
Oh, please!
I couldn't be late. What?
You had a flight, all right. You flew.
Yeah, I had a flight early morning. I mean, I'm sorry, guys. I couldn't say bye to y'all. But
I mean, you flew out of there like you were wanted for murder, like you're running from the cops.
Well, yeah, because my flight, I mean, my wife was trying to get me out of there. And
oh, wait a minute. You're blaming the wife now?
Yeah, I mean, she was just helping me out to get on time, to be on time.
Where's Camilla at? She's in the background. Camilla, where are you?
She's putting the kids to sleep right now.
It was a long ride home for her, that's for sure.
Yeah, no wonder. She probably wanted to take the flight instead.
Yeah, maybe you could tell us how the results were.
Is that, are we on that now? That's the next subject.
Well, okay, so why don't we go ahead and let's dive right in. But for right now, we have a special piece of audio that Joe Bear has created.
Wait, well, should I say my update?
Before we get to the audio, Chris, he has an announcement. So go ahead, Chris.
All right, guys. Well, this is going off the whole leaving Tuesday and just having a shitty attitude and not being a team player and bowling sucky, losing to the worst player in the league right now. I just wanted to say that I'm retiring from JV Trios.
No.
Officially no this year.
This was supposed to be an apology, not a retirement.
I am retiring on top.
You said it was going to be an apology statement, not a retirement. No,
this is my last year. I'm going to finish out the year with my team, with my wife's team.
Look, I think that's a real smart move.
So I'll be done with JV Trios officially at the end of the season.
Wait a minute, you know what? You can't leave unless you're impeached.
No, I am. I think it's smart because you know why? You ever hear that saying, "Who's your daddy?" Because that's what everybody was going to say to you this week. Who's your daddy?
Oh, and is that in the book, the One Ball book? Yeah.
And then your favorite song.
My old man.
Oh, my God.
That's a good song. Why are you ruining it?
Chris, you're not serious, though.
I am.
You got one chance to come back, and that would be to come back as a left-hander.
Oh. Did you at least win in the big bracket?
No, he didn't.
I did not.
But here's the deal, really. It came down to I gave him a over 60-pin lead for the third game. 60-pin lead.
That's incredible.
And he let the old man beat him.
All right. So we all knew that it was me and Mark going against each other and Joe Bear versus Georgie. In Joe Bear's category, we had Joe Bear shooting at 6'11", which is still crappy. still crappy. But he ended up winning, beating Georgie by 547.
Oh, man. That's not crappy. That's like 70 pins almost.
No, the score.
That's pretty dominant. Yeah.
No, Georgie should have shot. Y'all both should have shot easy 630, 640 series. But y'all didn't.
Yeah, but Chris, I only missed hitting my average by one pin for the series. How about yourself?
Ooh.
Okay, you know what? I was shooting great. I was shooting awesome.
Oh, wait. That's in another segment. I'm sorry.
So what were the results of the other bracket?
Not really much to tell. Mark won, and that's it. So Mark won, and Joe Bear will be going against Mark Merchant.
What were the scores?
I didn't write them down. Man, I missed them.
Oh.
Dang it, hold on.
I bet your Mark has them.
I don't know.
Can't seem to find them.
Who's your daddy?
Oh, I hate you. I had you by 60 pins.
60 going into the last game. Man.
So why don't you guys tell the story? It was first game, you each bowled a what?
I bowled a 177 to his 173.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, so you're still in the lead. All right.
Then he bowled a 147 to my 204.
Oh, man, you really literally did have a 60-pin lead out of Jordan in the last game.
He did.
And then what happened?
He just freaking, like, he sold his soul to the devil, saying, come on, give me one good game. And then he fucking shot out like a 230. He shot a 230 to my 150-something.
I mean, my teammates were telling me all I needed to do was shoot a 180.
And you didn't believe him. And that's really all you had to do. But
that was the quickest exit. I thought Neil held the record for the quickest exit at that bowling alley. But Chris beat him.
It was tough. I brought up the 9-pin that I left. And after revisiting that horrible moment in my life again,
This is going to be like in the Chris Fail Hall of Fame.
We have the
9-pin from a year and a half ago. We have the Greek church from last year, and now we have the 159 game.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, Chris, I'd think about maybe trying to practice and go left-handed now.
No, like you stormed out of there so fast you had Camilla pack up your equipment.
Yeah.
Like I said, I retired.
That's more like a hall of shame.
The hall of shame, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm officially done with bowling.
The Chris Hall of Shame. Yeah, you'll be done with bowling until next week. You'll shoot nearly 700 and be the comeback kid.
I know.
Just like at the intro, you didn't even say Chris Comeback Kid Woodmansey.
Yeah, because I'm not coming back.
Chris, our listeners are going to be...
Chris, I think you're too old for juniors.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe you could break the curse that way.
The only way I can come back if Gilbert beats Mark in the bracket.
Oh, so you'll be all pepped up and ready to announce that next week.
But if Mark wins, I'm retiring.
That means you have to hand Mark the money.
Yeah, that would never happen.
Oh, that's like what you even said before the podcast. You said, I'm going to issue an official apology statement. Yeah. And then you changed it at the last second to retirement.
The only thing that's the worst is the fact that this is my own brack thing that I'm running, and I can't even fucking win it.
I know, it's named after you. What's going on?
It's not named after me, but okay. But that's the worst. That's the worst part about this thing.
Well, we have some special audio that we're going to try to hype up the finals for the Coke bottle bracket. So here it is, the audio that you've been waiting for.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight at Louisville Lanes, the air is thick with anticipation as we gather to witness the culmination of months of fierce competition in the JB Trio's Coke Bottle Scratch Tournament. At the heart of this spectacle lies the final match, a showdown between the defending champion, Gilbert Peterson, and the wily veteran, Mark, known as the Ancient Warrior Merchant. Gilbert Peterson, a name synonymous with bowling excellence, has dominated the lanes with his unmatched precision and unwavering focus. But standing in his path to glory is Mark, a true stalwart of the sport, whose years of experience have honed his skills to razor-sharp perfection. As the competitors step onto the lanes, the atmosphere crackles with tension, each frame carrying the weight of the tournament's destiny. Every roll of the ball is met with bated breath, every pinfall echoing like thunder in the arena. The crowd watches in awe as Gilbert and Mark engage in a battle of skill, strategy, and sheer determination. Each frame becomes a microcosm of their respective journeys, a testament to their dedication and love for the sport. But in the end, only one can emerge victorious, etching their name into the annals of bowling history. Will Gilbert Peterson defend his title with honor and grace, or will Mark, the Ancient Warrior Merchant, defy the odds and claim victory in a stunning upset? As the final frames unfold, Louisville Lanes becomes more than just a bowling alley. It becomes a theater of dreams where champions are made and legends are born. So, let us bear witness to this epic clash of titans as Gilbert Peterson and Mark, the Ancient Warrior Merchant, leave it all on the lanes in the JB Trio's final match of the Coke Bottle Scratch Tournament.
All right. Hope you guys liked it. And it's going to be Mark versus Gilbert in the finals. That's going to be tomorrow on March 26th. We might have to go live to see the results. We haven't done that in a long-ass time. Probably two seasons. So we might have to go live tomorrow. All right, guys. So, Mark, do you by chance happen to have the results of the big bracket?
I do have the results of the big bracket.
Yes.
Thank you. Still in it? That's the main question. That's the only question I care about.
No.
Okay. We're going to go bracket by bracket.
Okay, bracket by bracket. Matthew Macy faced Darren McHenry, and Darren pulled it out 677 to 561.
That's awesome. He came up to me at the beginning part of the last game, and he was asking who his opponent was. He was getting all into it. And so, Darren, I think this is the furthest he's advanced so far since we've had these. So keep it up, Darren. You're made it to the Sweet 16.
And I will say, this past weekend, I had bowled a tournament, and they were giving away I was bowling a tournament up in Denton, and I won a bowling ball, you know, one of those raffles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had. And I just so happened to see Darren down there this afternoon.
Really?
And practicing. And so I decided to go to my trunk and pull the ball out, and I gave it to him.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That is really
cool. So I gave him a really nice brand new ball for him to use.
pretty damn awesome. I love it.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll work out well for him. But he's trying, man, and I'm happy for him.
That is great. I love to hear that. That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. So the next bracket is Tina Clay versus Camilla. And
okay.
Tina Clay advances 651 to 626.
Wow. Gino's wife. So,
yep.
So Tina's pulling good. So we've got Darren advancement in the last one. And when he's going to be facing, well, we don't know who they'll be facing each other yet because we are going to reseed, which that's going to be happening here after we get all the names. We're going to draw more cards and reseed because we've got to bring back the five from the top five in the loser's bracket. But Tina advanced and Darren advanced. All right.
Next match, Leland versus Jared.
Uh-oh.
And Jared moves on with a 687 to a 582.
Oh, my God. Chris, what happened to Leland?
We like to say the lane sucked.
Did you get on his ass? Did you make him go bad?
No, I couldn't get on his ass because I was sucking.
I knew it. Well, good. Kudos to Jared. Good for him.
Next match, Cody versus myself. And I advance 629 to 32.
Oh,
yes. No, that's a lie.
Mark made both brackets.
Yes.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
That's 629 to 532.
I love it.
It's almost as easy as beating Chris last week.
Okay.
Oh, right. Okay, Mark, say it now on the podcast how nervous you were, like, how you knew that the ridicule is coming. I knew after the second game that was.
You're right. I was so nervous the last game I shot a 233. That's how nervous I was. Okay. Yeah. Next match was Ricky Boudreaux versus Brian Bimmerman. And Ricky. 697 to 608.
Really?
Wow.
Ricky advances. Then we had Kyle versus Anna Marie. Anna Marie takes it 635 to 566.
Nice.
Yeah. Then we got Gilbert versus Chris Saunders. One of the closest matches of the week. And Gilbert goes down.
Chris Saunders takes it.
659 to 653.
Gilbert, what happened?
I missed a 9.
Shit.
Did you really? I don't remember
it was not a 9-pin. It was a 6-pin. That's what it was.
Yeah. Oh, that I do remember.
Right by it on the right. Yep.
Could have been worse. Could have been a Greek church.
Yeah, but then when I think about Chris, yeah, and then I was thinking about Chris and, I was thinking about Chris and, you know, all the kids that he has running around. And, you know, I thought maybe that I didn't want to knock him out. It might give him a chance to win some money to buy formulas.
How thoughtful.
Yeah.
How thoughtful. I'm sure he would appreciate that.
But once again, Tina's going to probably run through the bracket. So we'll see. Yeah.
I mean, she gets 98 pins. So, I mean.
Yeah.
Guess what, though? I don't think she didn't advance.
Oh, she did not?
Wow. No, it was Gino versus Tina Saunders. Gino,
what?
683.
Oh. Wow, wait
Tina
a minute.
What? Gino yeah. what?
Tina, the queen?
Yes, to a 638.
Wow. That was bad luck. Pins? That was a bad luck draw for Tina.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yeah, Gino pulled well.
Nice. Good for Gino. So him and his wife both advanced.
Well, that's probably a good thing then. I didn't knock Chris out. So he can still earn some bread for the family.
There you go. Yes.
And this next match, this probably would have been the only person that Chris could have beaten last week.
Oh,
but it was Patrick versus Rick Connor. It was a 699 for Patrick.
Jeez.
491 for Rick
Connor. Oh my God.
I would have won. He's right, but I would have won.
491. Probably the only
491. Yeah. I remember he bowled next to us. And he had like a 120, 140, 140.
Yeah.
That was the lowest he's ever bowled. He said he damn near walked out.
No,
but, you know, Chris, even when he bowls like that, he still has a smile on his face.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Rick. Oh, yeah.
He's always having fun.
Yeah, he doesn't run out of that bowling alley like Chris.
That was the first time I did that. No. That was the first time I ever did that.
Yeah. Ever?
Ever.
Never ever?
Never ever ever have I ever. I was just so mad. I couldn't believe I couldn't see myself talking to anyone and having them bring it up. I lost by 11 pins to fucking Mark.
I couldn't believe how fast you ran out of there.
Yeah, everybody was looking for you.
I think you couldn't see anybody because all you could see was red.
Yeah, yeah. Because I had a 60-point lead.
I couldn't believe it.
I mean, I told you I was going to spot you 60 after the first two.
Okay.
I couldn't do it.
Okay. I wonder what Vegas would put odds on that if Mark bowled that second game and Chris, if he had to choke, if it was like 1,000 to 1.
People would have think I shaded points. People would have said I shaded points that game. If they would have voted on that and then vote for me to win, which they would have, I would have been like the longest yard. I would have been Tom Cruise.
It would have been like Buster Douglas beating Mike Tyson. It had to be like 40 to 1. But anyway, all right. Is that all
no,
the brackets?
No, part? We got a couple more here. It was Nancy Davis versus Sean, and Nancy Davis bowled really good, 721.
Oh my God!
Versus Sean's 581.
I think all of the ladies have won except the only one that I didn't hear was Camilla and Amanda.
Yeah, and then Christian was facing James, and James beat him out 586 to 576, 10 pins.
Oh, 10 pins.
And then the loser's bracket, the top five scores. Number one, Neil Brady, 745.
Yeah, he made bowler of the week.
Yeah,
he's back in it.
They finally got out of the rudder, and the one guy that I would not want to see back in it is Mr. Neal.
Number two, Lee McDonald Jr., 708.
Oh, my God, it happened.
He's back in it.
I can't believe it. Y'all better watch the fuck out now.
Yeah.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yep.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Number three, Bob Davis, 696.
All right. Good for Bob. That whole team bowled good in that pre-bowl or post-bowl.
Yeah, and then the number fourth high score, Michael Ensline, 694.
Oh, yeah, wow. He did bowl good that night. He kicked some ass.
That's a shot.
They kicked Rick's team's ass.
And then the fifth and final spot.
Uh-oh, who is it?
Peyton Estes.
Oh,
680.
He was worried about that. He kept asking me, Dad, am I back in?
680, telling me he owes me $10, creative bookkeeping.
Just so that we can say that we barely edged him out, do we know who number six was?
Oh, number six. Okay, number six would be, let's look here. It looks like it was Amanda.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was Amanda.
Oh, and she come up, actually, Chris, she really did come up and said, hey, I beat Camilla 2 out of 3 games.
Dang.
Yeah, she was.
She did.
28 pins short of Peyton, 680. She was 652.
That top
oh,
five
wow.
Close. Yeah. That top five, to get there, it took some bowling.
Yeah. So this is going to be interesting. So now we've got our official 16 winners. These are the bowlers that have made the final 16 of the bracket round three that starts tomorrow. But now what we've got to do real quick is I got 16 cards in front of me, and we've got to pick numbers for each of these bowlers. So unfortunately, my deck's all messed up. I'm missing the threes. So we got to do 2, 4, 5, and 6 of all suits. So why don't we just go in order real quick? So who did you say was that first bracket winner?
It was Darren. And let me run the names down. You want me to run the names to you?
Well, just put a...
okay, what'd you say? 2, 3, and 4 you got cards?
Yeah. Yeah, so do 2 of hearts for Darren, 2 H.
Yeah.
And then 2 of clubs for the next one, 2 C.
Yep.
And then 2 of diamonds, 2 D.
Yep.
And then 2 of spades.
Right. And then what's your other cards you got?
The 4s, 5s, and 6s.
Okay. Hold on a minute. Okay.
So while you're filling those out, so Chris, out of the name, and Chris and Gilbert, out of the names that you've heard, what who would you give the odds on favorite to?
Peyton.
Peyton, really? Look at that. I got Peyton sitting right here. So he was worried. He was at his house for a minute, and he come over to eat some dinner because he saw Jennifer post a picture online of the hot dog and hamburger. Yeah. So Peyton, hey, you got one vote. Who would you give the favorite to, Gilbert?
Oh, wow.
You got a whole bunch.
I know, and I didn't know it was going to be put on the spot. So, can I pass?
Nope.
You can pass.
No, you can. You can.
Can I pass?
The president says you can't.
What about 3 more weeks, and then I'll tell you?
3 more weeks, there'll only be 2 left.
Right, exactly.
You like your odds then.
How about make it 4? 4 weeks.
4 weeks. Then there's 1 winner.
I have no favorites, really.
That's all right. Okay.
Whoever
has the point, take the point.
Lying.
I just want to encourage everybody to do well, bowl their best.
You're a liar.
Like they say, there's no defense in bowling, only offense.
So only offense.
There and
is he lying? You either bowl good or you suck.
That's the rules in the one ball book.
That's true. Yeah. Okay.
Especially if it happens to be random draw and it's Jared versus Neil.
So is this
two teammates facing off? They probably won't even talk to each other.
Is this a total reseed then? Or
yes.
Just a Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Because we've got 11 winners, but then we got to put the 5 back in.
Okay.
So instead of putting them at random, I'd hate to show favorites. We'll make it to where all 16 will just be put into a fruit basket.
Wow.
So we'll redraw. Mark, are you all set with the?
Yeah, I'm ready. But one thing I can tell you is I'm not picking Chris to win this thing.
I think Vegas has him ruled out. What did you say, Chris? You were going to shave the points or something?
I'm going to shave points. Yeah.
He's already under investigation because he's already mentioned something about point shaving tonight.
Just one investigation? I would think he's got to be about as many as Trump is.
Hey.
One president to another.
Yep.
All right, so Peyton has got the card. All right, Peyton, here we go. So this is the official drawing of the March Madness bracket, the March Madness handicap bracket, 2nd annual. We are in round 3, the round of 16. And the first card is the 6 of diamonds.
6 of diamonds is Michael Ensline.
Oh, all right, here we go. 2 of hearts.
2 of hearts. That's Darren.
Oh, that'll be good. Mark's going to be giving up pins. I don't know if he's going to be happy with that. I would say that he would be giving up about maybe 35 pins. All right, next card. 5 of clubs.
5 of clubs is Patrick.
Oh, okay. That's who I would not want to bowl, so I hope I'm not this next card. Next card is the 2 of diamonds.
2 of diamonds. Oh, God, that's a match. Jared.
Oh, there's Jared. All right, so Jared and Patrick. Those are two guys I would say that's definitely on a hot streak. Jared has had really 2 solid weeks of bowling. And Patrick, he's been bowling lights out for the last month. So very good match. I'd say Patrick might be getting about 20 pins on that one for the spread. All right, next card. 6 of clubs.
6 of clubs. Here it is. Neil Brady.
Oh, wow. The best average that's so far still alive. All right. The next card is the 5 of diamonds.
Oh, Nancy Davis.
Nancy Davis. That might be Neil's kryptonite. If there was anybody here, the person that's getting the most, or probably 2nd most handicap is Nancy Davis. So that might hurt Neil. But we'll see. He actually bowled great this past week. All right. 5 of hearts.
5 of hearts is Chris Saunders.
Chris Saunders, VP, is going up against 4 of diamonds.
4 of diamonds. Lee, that's you.
Oh, no,
wow. Man. Chris Saunders.
He kicked my ass in poker the other night. Now he's going to do it again in bowling. Great. All right. Next card. 4 of hearts.
Ricky.
Ricky. I didn't know Ricky was still in it. All right. Good for Ricky. Now he's going up against the 4 of clubs.
That's Anna Marie.
Oh, now she's the one that's getting the most handicap. So Ricky will be giving up at least 100, I'd say. Maybe. But the next card is the Six of Spades.
Six of Spades is Bob Davis.
All right, Bob Davis. And they'll be going up against the Two of Clubs.
Their whole team's still left in it.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's a handicap league.
Tina Clay.
Oh, Tina Clay, yes. It's too bad she's not going up against Anna Marie. That'd it'd be bowling heads up.
Yep.
So Bob Davis.
Bob Davis versus Tina Clay. And there
are Tina Clay.
Four names left.
We got the Four of Spades.
That would be Peyton.
Uh-oh, here comes Peyton.
Give him an easy, Give him an easy one.
Six of Hearts.
James.
Oh, James easy. Singletary.
It ain't that easy. It's not that easy, but it's easy.
Peyton will be giving up about maybe 30.
Well, there are only two names left.
Five of spades against the Two of Spades.
Two of Spades, Five of Spades, two names left. Can you guess who the two are?
Mark Merchant.
Yes.
Mark Merchant and Kyle?
Gino.
Gino Clay.
Gino.
He has kicked your ass in the last few meetings. I mean, I remember the first time he ever bowled a 200 was against Mark, I think.
Yeah, Gino's good, man. Yeah, he did, but his wife didn't show up that night. That's the reason he did bowl well.
That's right.
His wife didn't show up. He did bowl well.
He's going to tell her to stay home tomorrow.
Yeah.
Looks like 35 pins a game, Mark.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So you'll be facing Gilbert in one bracket and Gino in the other.
I look at it this way. I gave Chris 60 in one. Gino.
Yeah.
But let me run.
You can handle 35.
Yeah.
Mark, just keep your eye on Gino because you don't have to worry about me. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
right.
Let me run those pairings again. It's Mike Ensline versus Darren, Patrick versus Jared, Neil versus Nancy Davis, Chris Saunders and versus Lee, Ricky Boudreaux and Anna Marie, Bob Davis, Tina Clay, Peyton versus James Singletary, and Mark versus Gino.
Wow. So there you have it. Those are our final 16. We will have those posted officially, and we'll make sure to get a sheet included for everybody tomorrow. We'll have those made up tomorrow afternoon and have them ready in time for league for everybody to see tomorrow. So those are the 16 that are in. The other 32 or the other, how many is that, 22? They are officially out. So we'll have to wait till the next tournament, which will probably be in the summer. But there you have it. That is the official March Madness Sweet 16.
Boo.
Are you only booing because you're not in it?
Yes.
That's what I figured. Well, you wrote the book on it, The One Ball.
Yeah.
Now, every book has to have a catchy beginning. What would the beginning of your book be written out as?
Don't lose to old people.
I don't know, Chris, but you should start working on your retirement speech.
I did. I stayed in the podcast.
That wasn't the speech. That had to be just the announcement.
Yeah. I mean, we need to get, you know, you're going to have to say it over the
I will mic. Only come back if Joe Bear beats Mark.
Oh.
And if he doesn't, you got to say your goodbyes on the on the microphone tomorrow night.
I will. On the big mic.
Yeah,
I was hoping you'd give me a reason to beat him, Chris.
Don't make a record exit like you did last.
That is a reason to beat him, Gilbert.
Oh, you finally got that.
Hey, Gilbert, I'll let you have the money if you lose to me.
Oh,
we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, there's another conspiracy made by Chris.
Yes.
So he's under investigation for two now.
It's just funny how like, this is the second week the Coke Ball Bracket Challenge had been played, and Joe Bear's in it, and then Mark, the guy who put Joe Bear in it.
Yeah, didn't he make an early exit on the first one?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, Mark made it early. I made it to the second finals. I could have made it both times, but I lost to Georgie.
Yeah, you made it the final four.
Yeah, I made it to the final four both times.
Yeah.
And I lost.
I remember when I was walking up to do the announcement for the last mystery score, and you were right in the middle of that 150 game. I mean, your face was about as red as, I'm trying to think, like
a Ruby IQ Pearl.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
It was pretty red. I even said hi, and I think it's the first time you like literally was just stone faced. I mean, you didn't say a damn word. I knew something was up, but I didn't figure it was going to be like that. It was
definitely.
Yeah. And I'm, you know, let's get Camilla on. I'm sure she heard a lot on the way home.
Oh yeah,
and what that the she heck? Did.
What the? She heard an earful.
Yeah, she did.
And probably got a mouthful. But man,
no, I was so mad I couldn't even think about that.
Oh wow, how about that?
Uh-huh.
So you damn near drove off the bridge, huh?
Oh yeah.
I would have stopped and checked my balls.
Like you were, I mean, you're my proof. Lee. My coworker from work said I had a bad attitude going into work.
That's right. Who is that again?
Candace.
That's, oh yeah. That reminds me of Leland's meme. He was making fun of her all night saying, "Who's Candace?" What's that meme, Peyton? Where, who's Candace? And then he says, Candace Dickfit or something like that.
Candace Dickfit.
What? I think that's the meme, isn't it? They said, Candace who? Candace Dickfit or something.
You
like
know
that.
What? I'd have a bad attitude going into work at McDonald's, too.
Yeah, the worst.
Well, why don't we go over what we think is going to happen next week? Maybe Chris can storm out even faster by going over our favorite segment.
Oh, my God. We haven't done this already?
No, we haven't. We're gonna go over it now.
Here we go with another segment of Beat Mark's Picks. It was a disastrous week all around for you, Chris.
Oh no.
Disastrous week.
Chris, I was hoping you're going to have good news for him at least with this, but not even this.
No, he had 2 wins, 5 losses.
Oh, no.
2 wins, 5 losses.
Oh, my God.
Lee, you weren't much better. You were 3 wins, 4 losses.
Oh, my God. What the hell?
Yeah, it looks like myself and our guest, Peyton, who filled in last week as our guest, both went 4-3.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad.
My $20 bet is still intact.
Yeah. So overall, Lee, you're still ahead. 39 wins, 43 losses. Still under 500.
Ay, ay, ay.
Myself is second place, 38 wins, 44 losses. So I'm one back of you, Lee.
Uh-oh.
And Chris, you're three off the lead, 2 away from second at 36 wins, 46 losses, all under 500. Our guest rounds it out at 32 wins, 29 losses, still above 500.
It just seems like that order seems like it is meant to be.
No, it's not. I won the first half.
All right, so first on the agenda is my team. Who are you calling a pinhead against Pin High? The all of a sudden in a slump, Pin High. What's the spread on this one?
It's 166 pins.
166, my God.
Yeah.
And it's like a 3-4.
And I know, Lee, you like you do, you're going to go with the team higher in the standings, right? That's what you always do.
I'm only doing that in honor of Craig. He wants me to never pick his team, so I'm forced into this position, and I have to pick my team. We are higher in the standings, yes, but – or no, we're not. No, we're not. We're actually lower.
Yeah.
Or are we? Yeah, we're lower. Who you're calling a pinhead is 10th, and they're in 8th, so I should pick them, but again, in honor of Craig, I'm going to pick my team.
Yeah, I guess you're a team, Lee.
Oh, that's 2.
I'm 166 pins. I feel like this is going to be the week for Pin High. So I'm taking Penn High.
I already know what Joe Bear's going to do. He's taking the points.
No, I'm going to abandon all those, you know, that bullshit analytics.
Analytical? You don't know about analytical?
Yeah. So I'm just going to go with my...
He's going with a KYC.
I'm just going to go with my butt feeling on this.
just bet KYC every single game. You might get one of them.
Yeah. No, the thing is, Team Penn High doesn't have the secret weapon, Neil Brady, on their team. So I'm going to have to go with who you calling Pinhead.
Yeah, Neil crushed us last week.
Yeah,
thank God. That was a good feeling, though, because I don't normally take losses that well. I felt really I actually had a really good time. All of us were getting consistent strikes on 31-32. It felt like both teams were doing what they should have been. It felt like 20 years ago, back in the day, it's like bowling in the men's league again, and it just felt really good seeing all those strikes up there. So it was probably the first time I actually had a good time as losing as I did.
Well, shout out to you, Lee, for kicking my ass and letting me win that last game. So thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I seem to remember a gentleman bowling in our league for the very first time against me, of all teams, and he whipped my ass by shooting 750, and I don't think I was even in the ballpark. So I seem to remember that.
But... Yeah, I do.
but yeah, I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun last Tuesday. All right, next pair, 21-22, bowling team 5 against 4. Looks like it's Mark's team, Slate Sloppy Seconds against Blame It on the Alcohol. So this would be a really good match. What's the spread on this?
Yeah, this is the closest match. It's one pin.
What?
Ooh, wow.
Going, one pin's going to Blame It on the Alcohol. They get one.
That might as well be heads up bowling. Damn. Yeah,
they're getting one pin.
This is going to be like the toughest pick of the night.
No, it's not. Just don't pick Fred.
Not for me.
You're still against Fred?
Not for me.
You're so against Fred, you're willing to pick Mark?
Yeah.
Or are you going to pick or kiss your sister?
No, it's Mark's team all the way. Mark's team all the way.
Wow. Well, I actually have to agree with you. Again, it's the standings pick, but it's also the momentum pick. Poor Blame It on the Alcohol. They have been in the biggest slump I've ever seen them in.
They haven't been.
They've been bowling pretty bad lately. And I don't think it's the shot. I just think that they've just struggled. And I think all three of them are in the rut. James, not so much. James has been kind of up and down. But Fred, boy, he's been really struggling. But I am going to have to go with Mark's team. I think Mark's going to pull it out. And I think the MVP in the team, Kyle, is going to pull it out.
MVP. MVP.
All right, Joe Bear, what do you think?
Like I said, I'm going to go with my butt feeling on this.
Your butt feeling. Gotcha.
Yeah. Slate Sloppy Seconds. Come on now. There are sloppy seconds. So I'm not going to I am not going to go that way. I have a lot of confidence in James and Fred and Garrett to get it together this week.
Oh, yep. Nice.
Yep.
All right. I think we know who Mark's picking.
Yeah. I'm going to go with KYS in this deal.
Whoa. Oh, my God. I did not see that coming.
That may be a good one.
Kiss your sister.
Yeah. That might be a good pick because there's no handicap.
Yeah, I'll make it happen if I have to.
Even if it means losing your bracket and putting your bracket on the line?
Oh, no. We'll see what happens there. But this, you know, look at this team is good. I think we match up. I think it's really... When I look at this match, we match up really well against one another. But the thing that worries me is, you know, Ron, a couple weeks ago, Ron struggled tremendously. And then last week it was Kyle. So I'm hoping it's not me this week. But I don't think we've quite got out of that funk yet the last couple weeks. So makes me a little nervous.
Yeah, it's been kind of up and down for you guys.
Yeah. I mean, we've lost some close games over the last couple weeks. And those are the games we need to win.
Yes, definitely, especially coming down to the wire. All right, next pair, Team 7, the all-of-a-sudden first-place team, the S team. Their first title defense is against Ricky and the two Mikes, who won all 48 last week. What's the spread on this?
31 pins the S team's getting.
31? Wow, that's scratch. That's like scratch.
That's good. That's pretty
that's like
good.
That's like a handicap scratch game.
Ricky's team doesn't normally give out pins like that, so This will be an interesting pick.
Man, I just... What lane are they on?
They are on 23 and 24.
I got the S team.
Oh, you had to pick them.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the S team as well. I think they're hyped up. They got the queen on their team. I think Chris is hyped up. He's just come off a good weekend of poker, and I think Diego's going to hold him up. So I'm going with the S team.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be a close match. I mean, Diego's kind of struggled a bit.
He has.
Last week. Again, Tina is Tina, though. She's there, and Chris is probably the best bowler on the pair. So I will go with the S team here in a close one.
Nice. What do you think, Gilbert?
Well, I've picked the S team every time I've been on. And plus, I think Chris is going to be, looks like he's going to be bowling Ricky, right?
Yep. Yep.
What lanes? Exactly. 23 and 24.
Yep.
Chris is going to shoot 300.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Bold prediction.
Yeah. 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 I think
300 to two.
Yeah. He's going to rock Ricky's world. Everybody,
yeah, two games.
Everybody shoots 300 against Ricky.
That's true. That's very true.
Yes. So 23 and 24 was Jared's pair. Couple years ago, but I'm gonna take yes team.
All right, very nice.
Even though I like Michael and those guys, but
yeah I like them too. Yeah. I like Ensline. Ensline bowled good last week, so yes. It's gonna be a good match. I think so far we've had nothing but good matches. So
yeah, I mean,
let's see.
I think Ensline's gonna bowl well. I mean, they're gonna keep it close, but
yeah.
I think they might just get edged out.
Yeah. And we got another good match. This next pair, Slate's Rockheads, which is Joe Bear's team, with Neil and Jared against BD in the pocket. Second place, formerly in first. That's Matthew Macy, Brian Brimmerman, and Christian Gomez. What's the spread on this one?
32 pins.
Oh, wow. That's not a lot either. Not quite heads up, but pretty close. Only three marks. You know, I'm going to have to go against my own rules on this, which is always pick the higher seed. I'm going with your team, Joe Bear, only because we just got done bowling you guys, and you guys had come off a really good week, especially Neil. So I think you guys are going to keep up the momentum. I'm a big momentum believer, and I think you guys are going to pull it out.
It's a good choice.
Chris, you going to follow it up?
Oh, my God.
You got to pick your nemesis.
I'll take whatever Gilbert takes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I got Gilbert.
Of course I'm going to take the Slate Rockheads. Come on. Jared and Neil are still in the big bracket, and I'm going for the gold and the scratch bracket. We've got something to bowl for. And besides, hey. I'm going to be bringing my dog's muzzle for Brimmerman. we won't be
tonight.
Yeah, we won't be hearing anything from him. So
nice.
Yeah,
that might be. It might just work. That's all four of us.
Or Chris. Chris, can I borrow your ball gag or whatever? You have one of those.
Oh, right? Yeah.
That's what the one ball's named after. Currently out of commission.
One ball gag.
Oh. I'm sure next week you're going to be hearing
what the fuck.
Exactly.
I swear that's Brian's voice.
It does sound like it.
I swear he'd made that.
I'm sure you're going to hear that next tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sure
it's going to be loud. He's in the middle of the alley, so
I can't wait.
It'll be heard by all.
I'm going to ask Patrick if he's got any earplugs that I could wear.
He does wear those. He kind of
gets
in the zone.
Yeah.
All right. So next pair, Team 10, that good old put your thumb in Timmy against the Davises and almost empty nest. What's the spread on this one?
This is 184 pins.
Oh, my God. This is like... three against five.
Who's against who?
The Davises, almost empty nest.
Wow.
Now, so far, they have not mentioned anything about pre or post bowling.
Wait,
so
you said Davis. Who's that?
Tina's mom.
I know, but dad. But who they're going against?
You guys.
Us?
Yeah. Yep. You're not retired yet.
I got Nancy's team.
Oh, come on.
That's too much handicap.
When did they bowl? When did they pre-bowl? I advise them to bowl that same night, whatever it is.
Thursday night.
They did it Thursday night?
They did, yeah, right after the big league.
Wow, they should come down. They should go down there Thursday night and do it again.
Yeah. They probably should. They bowled in like a speed fashion. They texted me at 9. They got there. They started bowling. They got done at 9:59, all three games. Mm-hmm. So less than an hour. Mm. And it's not so easy for them, you know, to move as fast. But it's like they just knocked it out. And maybe they should do it again. I don't know. But so far, they've not said anything about post-bowling.
That's, you know, look, I got to go with that team. 184 pins is a lot. I mean, Bob Davis could be down 60 in one game and may come back and beat Chris. So that team, I got to go with them, man. 184 is a ton.
And all three of them are in the handicap bracket, so they got something to bowl for.
That's a ton.
But I'm going to ride and stick it out with Chris's team. They need to make a bounce back just for the team morale, because it seems to be at its low point right now. So, Leland, you better get your ass together and prop up Chris and Camilla. So, hopefully, Leland will get it done.
Remember, these are a bunch of old people, though, Lee.
Against the Davises.
Yeah, but these are a bunch of old people. You know, that effect, Chris has that, they have that effect. It's like kryptonite on Chris.
Yeah, he doesn't like old people for some reason.
Nope. He don't like the smell of Ben Gay, I guess.
So we got the next pair.
Is it my choice?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
I'll go with the Davises as well.
Wow.
I'm
picking Chris's team.
I want them to win in a close one, because I think they're only 1 point off our rear ends. So.
Yes, they are.
For selfish reasons, I want, you know,
selfish reasons.
Pretty close to a, pretty close to a split, but have them win out, David.
Well, we shall see. We shall see. I'm kind of nervous now. I'm the only one picking Chris's team. Mm-hmm. All right, next pair we've got Team 3 Wicked Trio against Team OG Patrick and Darren, who are both in the big bracket. Both on a hot streak, all of a sudden in seventh place from the bottom. What's the spread on this one?
Okay, OG will be getting 32 pins.
That seems like it's low, but the way Patrick's been bowling, I've got to ride the hot hand on this one. And they are in the higher seed. I've got to go with OG. They've been crushing it the last month. Again, momentum, I think they're got it. I think they're going to keep it up this week.
I'm with you, Lee. I got to go with OG. Just get feeling like it's going to be a close one again, this particular match. But Patrick's had it going, you know?
Yeah, he has.
Yeah, I've got to go with Patrick and Darren as well. Even though Amanda and her chicken wing arm or whatever might distract Patrick a little bit, you know?
You never know.
Yeah. And then Larry could always roll another 780 something at him.
Exactly.
But I think Patrick's team's going to do it. But like I said, for selfish reasons, I hope it's a close one, you know.
Yes.
Because they're right on our rear end, too. So.
You know what? I'm going to change my pick now that Jared decided he's going to go with
Jared.
Jared.
Oh,
Jared. Yep, yeah.
Since did Jared phone in his picks or something? Or what's going on?
I think he just called in.
That's what it was.
He's on line four. He's on line four right now.
Yeah.
We're taking calls.
Phone in picks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Phone in your pick. Get them in while they're hot.
Not a bad idea, Lee.
Yeah, we might have to do that.
Yeah, all right. Open up the call-in lines for.
We'll make Chris have to call in. He won't join us anymore.
Oh,
after he's retired.
Yeah.
Jared's calling in.
Oh, there he is. All right.
I'm going to switch my pick, though. I'm going to go with Wicked Trio.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Interesting.
I reminded you of the chicken wing, didn't I?
Yeah. You know, once you said the chicken wing, I think she's going to be flapping to a victory.
Yeah.
She really likes beating Camilla too. She came over to me last week. I beat Camilla two games.
Great.
Hey, all right, Chris.
Who's Chris taking?
I got Patrick's team.
Good bet. I think that's the winning bet.
Nope.
All right. Last pair, Team 6, the 0-48, three fingers deep against the men in the 10 pin in last place. Two teams that really took it hard last week, and around 31-32. All right, guys, who do we think is going to have the bounce back week?
Okay, 29 pins the men in the 10 pin are going to get.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Rick and Caden and George in a close one.
Yeah, I'm going with pure seeding on this one. I think Three Fingers Deep and Rick and George and Caden going to pull it out.
But they sucked.
They did. You're right. Are you going to pick against them?
I don't know. Who do you have, Gobert?
Well, you know, for selfish reasons, once again, Fingers Deep is ahead of us in the standings. So I'm hoping 31 and 32 hits them hard.
So he's going for?
And I'm going to go for, I think.
Men in the 10 pin?
Men in the 10 pin. The boys down there that won one half of the league the one year. I don't know what year it was, but I remember Gary being right there and something about a Greek church and all that shit.
And, I remember that.
So they've been in the heat of the battle. For this week, I'm going to take them for selfish reasons. 31 and 32 can be tough.
Yeah, they can be 31-32.
31 and 32.
All right, Chris, you have to make your pick.
I got Joe Bear team. Whoever Joe Bear picked.
All right, so he's going with team number 12.
Gary, Cody, and Sean. Sorry, Rick. I know.
Men in the 10 pin.
George, I'm not – Caden, I'm not trying to piss you guys off, but like I said –
Yeah, he is. Don't lie.
It's pure standing. It's pure everybody that's ahead of us.
It's pure wishful thinking.
I want them to go down.
All right, those were the picks. Real quick, Neil Brady, Bowler of the Week, 709 series, kicked our ass. Did really great for the first two games. He had like 530 going into the two games, but then he kind of choked the last game.
That's a sore spot. Let's not bring that up.
Oh, okay. Never mind. But 91 pins over his average, 709. Kudos to Bob Davis, both 60 over his average, and Mike Enslide, both 55 over. Nancy Davis made Bowler of the Week for the ladies, 88 pins over. Tina Clay, both 33 over. And honorable mention to Anna Marie Davis, 23 over. As far as awards, unfortunately, I tried not to mention it, but Chris got knocked out of the top three in average.
Oh, my God.
Neil Brady has taken over top average at 207. Garrett Williams, 205, dropped a little bit. But Ron Reynolds is our third place high average bowler at 204. Then Chris is not in the top three. I think he's fourth.
He's not even in the
Wait, can I make a correction on that? Maybe you need to rerun your figures because
Gilbert.
Sheet has Chris sitting at 203 this week.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why.
It's Neil, Garrett, Ron, and Gilbert. Top four.
Oh, Gilbert is four.
Yeah, Chris went from third to fifth after last
week. Wow. Yeah. Chris, what have you got to say?
He's nothing.
You know what? Give him a week or so, and he'll be in seventh. Because you got Peyton and Lee are on his heels at 202.
I actually think he's going to be in the top three again. He's going to have a bounce back week.
Oh, you're dreaming.
Right, Chris? Maybe your wife can make you a few promises or something if you bowl good.
You got to lay off the drugs there, Lee.
Yeah, those gummies. Stay off the gummies. All right, for the ladies, we've got Camilla, 171, dominating. Amanda right behind her, 146, and Nancy Davis, 134. Peyton has all of a sudden put himself in the most improved men's category at 16 pins over. He's in the lead. Tina, of course, is still in the lead, killing it for both the men and the women, 21 over. And now the MVP race. Mr. Kyle Howell did not win a single point last week and yet has still maintained his lead. He is at 139 points overall with Geno Clay winning a bunch of points, surpassing second place George at 137. He's only 2 points behind Kyle. And now Kyle's got some new blood coming up, so he better watch out for Geno. We've got George Martinez, who also didn't win a point, stuck at 134. So there's the MVP race for the men. Ladies, Tina still killing it, 131, dominant lead. Probably going to pass the men here soon. Nancy Davis behind her at 105, and Anna Marie Davis, 101.
Hey, and Lee, I was going to say, if it wouldn't be too much trouble, figure out who has actually got higher in percentage points. You know what I mean? Like, Lee, you know, Kyle might be ahead in individual points, but I wonder if there's somebody that might have missed a week or two that might be higher percent winning percentage.
Could be. I have not figured that. System just does total points.
Yeah. We had to take a look.
Yeah, you're right. Technically, somebody with lesser games may have a higher percentage. So we'll have to check that out.
Yeah. I just feel like, you know, if you're not getting rewarded any points for not being there, it kind of is a detriment to you.
It is. It kind of is also kudos to Kyle for not missing a week. He's got to maintain his top spot.
Yeah. It seems to me like, though, it'd be like not missing a day of school and you get a little piece of paper saying perfect attendance.
Good comparison.
Yeah. So let's give Kyle a sliff for perfect attendance award.
An A for efforts.
Yeah. But he might still be, you know, look, he might still be in there as winning percentage, but I'd be curious to know if there's anybody out there that could challenge that logic.
Yeah, we'll have to definitely check that out.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. And so sorry that to have to see you go. This is my last year in the league and in the podcast. Thank you, Joe Bear, for tuning in as our guest for the third time. I hope to not see you again. And I hope you beat Mark, though, because I hate to give him the money and a trophy. So that would never happen. So tune in next week, guys, as you find out that Mark lost and he still sucks. And I'm not here. So,
and you watch, he'll be here. All right, guys. Y'all have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Yes, y'all be safe.
Thank you, Joe Bear, for joining us and making the audio.
Hey, thank you.
Yes, thank you, Joe Bear.
That was awesome. Thank you.
It was.
See you guys later.
Bye. Bye. Bye.